to This Magical Life, a weekly podcast hosted by two witchy friends.
I'm Victoria. I'm a mom, I manage a shop, and I teach Teen Witch Academy.
I'm Margaret. I'm a magical bard, and I love tarot and astrology.
We're both witches and dog people.
Hi, Victoria.
Hey, Margaret. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you.
Excellent.
I just want to say my exciting news for today. I drove into Essex to the shop and the sign is up.
I know.
It's so exciting. I was like almost screaming in the car.
Yeah.
But then was like, okay, like, I mean, Essex is a busy area. So like there's cars, there's people walking, you know. Not that anybody's driving really fast, but I was like, okay, I really have to look at the road. Like I can't just look at my sign.
I can scream later.
Yeah. So I have to be excited later. So yeah.
Fabulous. Well, if you need to drum that up again, you can just take a look at my Instagram stories where I posted a picture of walking up to your shop with the sign.
Oh, that's great. I just went across the street and took pictures of myself in front of the sign. Like, so I may have to post one of those
because
I'm sure they're super silly. So I may have to post one of those on our Instagram. We'll see, everybody. If I can do it, I will.
Excellent. It looks wonderful. Yeah. I like that it's your font.
Yeah.
And it's very easy to read. You come into town, you see it straight away.
It's so big.
It's awesome and big.
I love it. And now they're just going to do the windows and then we'll be done.
Beautiful. And all the people will be able to find you forever and always.
Exactly. Exactly. So come on down.
Exactly. If nothing else, come see our sign and then come in and say hi.
Yeah, and then come and say hi.
And maybe shop a little.
Yes.
I have some things I'm going to buy today before I leave. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to get some prosperity rice.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
In fact,
it's really good too, just so that you know, you don't have to throw it out. You can just recharge it in the moonlight.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm getting it because my intuition told me to.
Okay. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What is this podcast about today?
It's about intuition, everybody.
Oh my goodness. What a segue.
Yeah. I was doing some work, so listeners, you may or may not know that Victoria and I are both enrolled in Rebecca Campbell's Inner Temple Mystery School.
You may or may not know. I'm pretty sure we've mentioned it.
I know we've mentioned Rebecca Campbell before. I'm not sure if we've talked
about
school.
Love her. Oh my gosh. Rebecca Campbell, if you're listening.
We're your biggest fans in the United States.
And you can come whenever you want and be on our podcast, and we will try not to fangirl.
And by try not to, we mean fail. But anyway, her course is amazing. And I was working on the Ancient Stones mystery, which when you get to, you're just going to die. It's amazing.
Okay.
And not actually die.
Okay.
I just got a hit of intuition. It was like, I need to buy some of Victoria's prosperity rice.
Cool.
So that's what I'm going to do.
Cool. This is the batch that you and I made together.
I know. I'm very excited about it.
Yeah.
Excited to buy some of it and have it on my altar.
You know, some people, when they bring it home, just so you know, and I may have mentioned this before, they actually take money and like tear it up. But to me, that seems like counterintuitive. Is that the word I'm thinking?
Yeah, I would put money in it.
Right.
But I don't know about tearing up money because that seems like, let me get rid of money.
Exactly. That's what I think so too. So yes, I think that money can be in it. So yeah, definitely put money in it because that's how I have it at home.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you gotta feed the beast, as it were.
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, so that's what my intuition was telling me to do today. And honestly, my intuition kicks in every single day now.
Really?
Usually something, it's got a message. Sometimes it's just like, just keep swimming, you know?
Okay.
Not actual swimming. I'm not swimming anywhere, but.
But you're extremely intuitive.
Thank you.
You know, I feel like you are somebody who really, because to me, it seems like it's been your gift forever because you're also really good with your intuition because you don't try to be like, let me tell you how to live your life. You kind of are more like, let me share this with you, kind of. And like sharing and telling is, you know, two different things. So, I find that amazing because I just figured you were born with it.
Thank you. I was not.
Wow.
Like most people in Western society, I very much was a part of the let's tamp it down and not use it camp for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, trying to shove my emotions down for most of my life until my 30s.
Okay.
Probably was not healthy.
Maybe. Maybe not the healthiest.
Maybe not. I noticed it started coming out. Let's see. Was it my third degree black belt test? We were standing in front position for a long time and had gone through something that makes you, I don't remember what we had done, but my adrenaline had spiked and I couldn't get myself to calm down. And I'm just standing there, tears rolling down my face. And the instructor walks by and they're like, are you hurt? I'm like, no, I'm fine. And it was really just like so much emotion that had built up.
Oh, wow.
That had nowhere to go but out my eyeballs.
Okay. Okay.
Now I try to let myself feel the emotions when they come up. And since then, leaning into my Pisces moon, I do cry a lot more, but okay. My intuition is also, it's easier to listen to it.
Okay. Interesting. Okay.
Yeah. Cause I think intuition does speak to us through physical sensations, but also emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And when we're tamping down our emotions and not feeling them, it's kind of like telling our intuition to shut up.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And that's never a good idea. We should all really kind of hone in a little bit more into our intuition.
Oh, I definitely think so.
Now, so many of you may not know this because I feel like I have known Margaret my entire life.
Yes.
Although that would be weird since you're younger than me, but you know what I mean?
I think that we've incarnated together before.
I think so. I think so. Because when I first met you, I just felt like we've known each other forever.
It's like, oh, here you are.
Yeah. But it's only been a few years.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's been 2 years. I met you in 2021.
Jesus.
2.5 years.
Sorry, I hope I didn't offend anybody. I mean, my goodness.
Or as my nephew would say, phew.
Phew. Yes, that's a good one. But one of the first things I ever told Margaret, which was very weird because I had only known you a short time, was that I don't have any intuition anymore. And you were like, what? And I just said, yeah, I don't know. I think because I just like, I didn't, well, I told you the story about how I would use, like, my intuition would just naturally happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a parent who, and it wasn't my father, who who would basically tell me, like, you know, no, you're not right. That's not right. You know, everything you say is always a little, like, crazy or whatever. So I just kind of, like, started not going with it.
Yeah, understandably so.
And
for a child to do that.
Yeah, and like when you, so one of the things when you become a mom is that you do, your intuition comes back a little bit, and or it just peaks a little bit because you always have to kind of know what's happening with your kids. So it kind of I think that's just like a natural thing hand in hand. So you know, but I never really used it for anything of my own stuff or you know, that sounds weird, my own stuff. You know, I never use it on, like, my own, like, I would get these feelings, but I would just kind of disregard them.
It was just a feeling.
And then right. Right. And then yeah. I told you, I said, I just feel like I can't really tune into my intuition anymore because it's been so many years. And for, you know, for things on myself, you know, not so much for my kids. I've always been pretty intuitive with my kids, but like I said, that's just a mom thing. That's not a Victoria thing. So, you had given me a book of some meditations I could do.
Third eye specifically.
Meditations. And I was like, really? And you're like, I'm telling you, your intuition's there. You're not attuned to it. You're just out of sync with it. And you had said that you thought maybe I was out of sync with my third eye. And I started doing the meditations, and I started doing this thing where I would just imagine, like, the color. Well, to me, it's very purple. Mm-hmm. I don't know if that's the exact. I know that there's, like, blues on the crown and the
I typically and the third see eye. Third eye as purple, because okay. I always think of amethyst.
Okay.
Which to, so, now, we saw plenty of pink amethyst at the crystal
we did.
Factory warehouse, where they make the crystals.
Yeah.
And I had never seen that before, but to me, I always think of purple when I think of amethyst.
Okay. So I had started doing them, and I was like, I don't know if this is working, Margaret, but, you know. And then all of a sudden, like, I started noticing, wait a second, that's my intuition coming out, you know. And I remember telling you, I can't remember what the story was, but I was telling you how something had happened, and it was my intuition, and we were very happy about it.
We were very happy. Understandably so.
Yeah. But, you know, I always thought, like, oh, it's just gone. Mm. Since I didn't use it, it's just gone. Like, it disappears, you know? And that's not quite true. And I think that everybody out there who is thinking that they don't have intuition. Like you do, you just do. I think everybody has it, and it's, excuse me, it depends on whether you will acknowledge it or not.
Yeah. So I have a question for you, because I'm curious what you think about it. I know what I think about it. What do you think our intuition is? Like, why do we, like, where does it come from, et cetera? To put you on the spot.
No, that's totally fine.
I didn't
fine.
Tell Victoria I was going to ask
that's
her that.
That's totally fine. To me, and again, this could be, I don't know if it's different for everybody, because I think it might be, but for me, my intuition comes from my heart. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say, like, I feel like it's like a little person that lives in my heart, but like, I feel like it's like a little me that's just kind of talking to me, like, through, like, my heart.
Yeah.
Because I feel things through my heart all the time. Like, okay. Through my heart and through my stomach.
Okay.
And a lot of times, like, when something's happening, the other day it happened. You were doing a tarot reading for me. And we were looking at the cards, and my heart was, like, beating faster. And I knew, wait a second, I know what this is saying to me.
Yeah.
Like, and I was, I mean, again, people could say that you're excited about that, and that's why. But, like, to me, it comes from my heart.
I love that. That's beautiful.
Yeah. But I think that, like, where it comes from is, you know, like, part of your soul. Like, yeah. It's just part of you. Like, I think when you're born, you get all these parts, and whether you decide to use them or not, you know, you could decide to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know lots of people who have intuition and do not use it.
Yep.
Yeah.
For their own reasons.
Yeah.
This isn't a judgment call on our part.
No, but, no, not at all. But
it's,
you know,
there if you want right. to use it.
How about you? Where do you think it comes from?
I definitely think it's our soul talking to us.
Okay.
I think that it will kick up on its own if we're veering too far from the path our soul intended for us in this life. Mm-hmm. And I don't mean like a predestiny or a fate type thing, but I think that our soul comes into this life with some goals and what it wants to experience. And I think our intuition will kick up either when we get off track from that, mm-hmm. or when we need affirmation of that path. Mm-hmm. But we can also invite our intuition to pipe up at other times too. You know, if you're right. trying to make a decision, or, you know, you just want to know, you just want a message from something beyond your physical self. I think that you can call upon your intuition, and I do this all the time. I take out a pendulum, or mm-hmm. the other day this is funny. So I think it's when we went to Salem last autumn when mm-hmm. we got our tattoos.
Okay.
I bought a crystal ball mm-hmm. and I was like, I'm going to learn how to scry with this.
Okay.
And I took it home and I stared and nothing happened.
Okay.
And I read books about it, blah, blah, blah. Anyways. Rebecca Campbell.
It all goes back to Rebecca. RC, if you will.
Excuse me. Exactly. Watching her method, all of a sudden I'm getting images in the ball.
Right.
In the crystal ball. Mm-hmm. And like that was just like the other day. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can use these tools to kind of call upon your intuition. Tarot cards, certainly, you know, or you can just kind of like say like, what do I need to know? And then whatever your first thought is, if you get the feeling like it's coming from, you know, before thought, mm-hmm. like you're not trying to create the thought, then I think it's your soul speaking to you.
Okay.
A lot of times I'll tell people when they're new to speaking to their intuition to try and associate a physical reaction to it, mm-hmm. or if they're getting reconnected to it or whatever, so that they can identify when something is coming to you pre-thought, mm-hmm. because thoughts can come so quickly that it's not always easy to tell
yes.
at first.
Yes.
Like, am I having this thought because I want to have this thought? Or am I having this thought because it's just coming to me? Mm-hmm. Are two very different things, I think.
They are.
Yeah. So for a long time, I was using physical cues for my intuition, but now it's gotten easier to discern, like, okay, that's something that came pre-thought. I think I've also gotten better at asking questions of my intuition. Mm-hmm. They tend to be more open-ended.
Rather. Okay.
Like, instead of being like, what do I need to know about work today? You know, I'll be like, mm-hmm. what do I need to know today?
Right, okay.
And then
okay.
whatever kind of comes to me
okay.
is easier to trust.
Okay. When I was younger, mm-hmm. and I used to tell my family about my intuition and like these feelings that I had, it used to come to me as, this may sound really crazy, but I'll tell you guys anyway. It used to come to me as like these visions of my grandmother.
Okay. That doesn't sound crazy at all.
And she passed away probably when I was about 6 or 7. And that's when I kind of started noticing that I had like these, you know, these feelings of like, I don't want to say that they were psychic abilities because they were not. They were just intuition, like things that, you know, they didn't come to me on the spot, but they would come to me if I was really thinking about something.
Yeah.
And, you know, you start thinking about things when you're maybe like 10 or 11, you know, and I would think about things and, you know, it would. My grandmother would come to me, and then I would tell my mom, and that's how, you know, it was like, that's not, no, you shouldn't do that, or whatever. And especially would come to me when I was sick.
Okay.
And I think because I was quiet and relaxed, so yeah. I would, like, you know, I would think more about things that I was doing, because as I got older, there was more, you know, my intuition was kind of guiding me almost a little bit more, because, probably because I needed it to.
Yeah.
But the craziest part is that when I used to do, I used to work with this kinesiologist. I hope I said that right.
Sounds right to me.
Okay. And she would do like these guided meditations. And whenever it was like, you know, you've walked into a forest or you've walked into a castle or wherever you've walked in, you know, someone's there and you're going to approach them. It was always my grandmother.
Yeah.
So it was really always very interesting to me. But like once my mother died, it didn't happen anymore. Every, like when I do a meditation and somebody's like, and the person who's there, like, who are they? It's not her anymore. And for a long time, it was really weird because it was my one of my dogs that I had. So I was like, oh God, like, what if a person's not coming to me, but it's a dog? Like, you know. But anyway.
Like, more biscuits.
Yeah, exactly. My intuition's telling me more biscuits for the dogs of the planet. No, but I, to me, I don't know that means something. Like, either, I really think it's that, you know, my mom probably needed her mother more, and that's why they're, you know, she left. Because I feel like, up until that point, well, no, I'm going to say this. It kind of coincides when my mom passed to when my intuition started coming back from doing the meditations.
That's so, not surprising if this is the person who was contributing it to be tamped down.
I think she was trying to bring it to my attention. That's why I saw her all the time.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, wait a second, I have a feeling that I shouldn't do that or whatever. So I think that either, it could be that it all joins together. And this is, sorry this even sounds like rambling and craziness.
No,
but like,
it doesn't sound crazy.
I think either that, you know, she was like, okay, you now finally are getting your intuition to work and you now understand that you have it. And I can move on to the next thing, kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know if that sounds completely crazy because I just did like this whole woo.
What I'm hearing, and feel free to correct me if this is not at all what you meant, is I'm hearing that she was sort of like a bridge between you and your intuition.
Oh, God, that's not at all what I meant. No, that sounds perfect. Sorry.
No, that's totally fine. I was like,
God, that was crazy. No.
Margaret, yes. What were you thinking?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That makes so much sense.
And now it's like you don't need the bridge. Like the two pieces of land are nice and close together.
Right.
There's been like a peaceful earthquake between you and your intuition.
Right.
And you can walk over there on your own anytime you need.
Right. Not saying that I always listen to my intuition because I don't.
None of us are going to always listen to our intuition. You know? I mean, like, there are sometimes my intuition is like, you should really do this to get on your soul path. And I'm like, okay, but like the world, I can't right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, it. We do live in a material world of material needs, and we have to honor that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it does sound like she was kind of a bridge for you to get you connected to your intuition again. And now that you are, she can do some of her other soul things that she wants or needs to do.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but intuition, you know, a lot of people will be like, I have a feeling in my gut or, you know. And I used to really envy all those people, but now I kind of get it. Like, and again, now looking back, yes, it was always there.
Yeah.
But I just was like, no. Like, I don't need this or whatever. I don't know. I feel like there was some inner turmoil in my body. But the fact that you gave me those meditations really helped me to understand that it was there. And I just needed to kind of like, not even wake it up, more like wake myself up to realize, like, you know, this is another valuable tool that you have in, like, this crazy game of life, you know? Like, where sometimes you don't know what to do or you don't know what to expect or, you know, you just know that you're nervous about something or, you know, You have to believe in the greater good, you know? I mean, you have to believe that things are going to be okay.
Yeah.
You know, and that you're on a path for a reason. And I think for anybody out there who thinks that they don't have any sort of intuition or they, you know, they've maybe done the same thing, I think that, I wish I remembered the name of the book that you had given me.
I think it was
just Third Eye Meditations. Yeah. But just like you could even like look for some online.
Yeah.
And super helpful to just, you know, of course it's always helpful to sit there for 5 minutes and, you know, be thinking about something or, you know, be reading a passage or whatever. But super helpful to realize, no, I have this. I just have to use it.
Yeah.
Because everybody always thought it was weird that, you know, I practiced for so long, but I don't read tarot. And I would kind of be like, well, I know the tarot cards, and I do pull them for myself, but I never felt confident enough to read them for other people. Not that I'm going to now, because I still feel like, I think if someone was staring at me, like waiting for me to answer them, I wouldn't have the confidence for that.
Okay.
But I feel like I could do it, like if I had to. Not that, like, somebody
did. You must do this.
You must do this right now, or the world
I
ends.
Would do it. Like, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
I'll say that when I started reading for other people, like, I've been reading tarot since the mid-1990s, mm-hmm. but I didn't start reading for other people until I started reading at Tea and Tarot. And I don't mean like friends and family, because I would read for them anyway. And I remember when I started reading there, I had a really...
I'm so sorry.
You're making me giggle.
I'm so sorry, everybody. Not that what you're saying is funny. Can I interrupt you?
Yes.
I thought that you were going to say the mid-1900s. I was like, you haven't been alive that long. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
I'm so sorry. Okay, please continue on your journey.
To Victoria's credit, I do talk about the past, like, a lot.
It just seemed like you were going to say, you know, the mid-1900s.
Yeah.
I was like, and plus the other thing was, because you were speaking, I decided I would take like a sip of my beverage. So right. I thought I was going to spit that out.
All over our fancy equipment.
Oh my gosh. I'm so sorry,
which is
everybody.
A microphone.
So unprofessional.
No, it's totally fine. Don't worry about it. And of course, when I see Victoria laughing, I just want to laugh too. And I don't even know why. I'm like, I don't even know what's funny.
But... I tried so hard to look away, but like, we're in like a littler space. There's not really anywhere to go.
We're trapped.
I'm
we're
like,
trapped
Margaret,
in the
last... you can't tell people you've been reading since the mid-1900s. Like,
they're just not going to believe it.
Okay. Sorry.
No, it's fine.
You started reading in the mid-1990s.
Yes. But I didn't start reading for people who were strangers mm-hmm. until like 2021.
Which is amazing because you're so good at it.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoy it. But at first there were moments when, like, I mean, you know, sometimes you're reading for people and either they're uncertain or mm-hmm. they maybe have never been read before. And like, I'm an empath, but I can't, like, if someone's closed off, I can't really get a good read on how they're feeling.
True,
about something.
But I don't think anybody can, because if your energy exactly. is all like... you know, closed.
So when you're reading for someone who's in brick wall mode, mm-hmm. as I call it, mm-hmm. you're like, I'm not sure if what I'm saying actually is resonating at all for this person. And then comes the doubt. Maybe it's wrong. Maybe I shouldn't be saying it. Yep. This, that, and the other thing. But what I've come to recognize when I'm reading for somebody is I can tell when I'm trying to make a story out of what I'm seeing versus when intuition is coming in or when I'm channeling a message.
Okay.
Because when those two things are happening, it's like I can't hold the words back. I can't say them fast enough. And sometimes I'll even interrupt people. I'll be like, you got to hear this right now.
Yes.
I'm sorry you were speaking, but it's my turn.
Yes.
even if it's not. Whereas if I'm trying to like think my way through something and I haven't had that intuitive hit, it'll be like, well, this card, then I'll start talking about what the card means. This often means this. Does that resonate for mm-hmm. you? Or like, does this speak to your question? And I kind of will have a conversation with the person, because the intuition doesn't always hit mm-hmm. in the moment you're doing a reading. You know, sometimes it's just not, like, a lot of times if people are coming in because they're just curious about what tarot is, mm-hmm. the universe isn't going to have some grand message for them all the time.
True.
You know, so it's just, you're just kind of making a story. So I've learned to tell, like, when I'm thinking through something versus when it's an intuitive hit. And when it's an intuitive hit, I gotta get the words out. And people are hearing it like from spirit. Like mm-hmm. that's how it is. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, I kind of go into coach mode. And I just ask a lot of questions.
Okay.
And that has helped with the confidence issue of it a lot, because then I know, all right, if I'm coming out with something and I'm saying it like, this means this for you, I have no idea who you are, what's going on in your life, but this is the message you need today, and you need it right this minute. I can't hold that back if I wanted to.
Okay.
So there's no time to doubt it. Mm-hmm. When I'm in coach mode and I'm not getting those intuitive hits and I'm trying to help the person understand the story of what's happening in the spread or mm-hmm. the tableau, then it's more like I'm co-creating with them. Mm-hmm. But because I'm doing it from a place of curiosity, again, I don't feel doubt about it. So okay. I'm not saying this means you should open up a new business tomorrow. Like, if I'm not getting that hit of intuition, it's just kind of like, this is a card that often comes up when people are thinking of new business ventures. Are you thinking of a new business venture? Mm-hmm. Are you thinking of changing careers? You know, so I'll kind of like go with the questions like that. And this way it's still helpful to the person, but I'm not held back by that doubt of I'm going to say something wrong. Mm-hmm. Because if it's coming from my intuition, if I'm channeling it, it's not wrong. It's just what the universe needs them to know. Mm-hmm. And if it's something else, we're going to get there together, mm-hmm. you know? And so it ends up being so that it's not like I'm bossing them around mm-hmm. and telling them, go open a new business, put all your money into it. it's more like, let's figure out what you're seeking and see if there's a pathway described here about that and how you might handle the challenges ahead. Because no matter what we choose, there are always challenges. And, you know, like, sometimes in a reading, if the intuition isn't coming up, it doesn't mean that, like, I'm just going to be like, all right, let's put these cards away and I'll give you your money back or not charge you anything and I'll say good day to you. Mm-hmm. Because I kind of feel like when we're trying to use our intuition for someone we don't know, if their energy is very blocked, sometimes it's not going to come through. And that can cause a lot of self-doubt if you don't have a backup method of how to work with what's in front of you. Mm-hmm. And when we experience that a lot with strangers and then try to use our intuition for ourselves, I think that self-doubt can creep up again.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay, I do.
So by having a way to prevent it when, you know, if you are someone who's doing readings for people, you know, you don't want to carry any of that doubt out of the reading with you into your own intuition, because then you won't be able to listen to your own soul's call.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
So I think, I don't even remember how we got on this subtopic, but that's okay. If you're having a confidence issue with your intuition, ask yourself why. Is it because someone in your life has told you that your intuition is wrong, mm-hmm. which happens a lot, especially in the Western world? Mm-hmm. It's not something we're taught to tap into a lot. Mm-hmm. Or is it a narrative you've told yourself because of experiences that you've had?
Right. Or is it both?
Or is it
both?
You've
heard it for so long
yeah.
that then you're like, oh, well, I have a really bad intuition.
Yeah, exactly. You
know? Which I don't, yeah. Your intuition being bad, it almost sounds like an oxymoron a little bit, because why, yeah. if you have something in you, in your soul, in your heart, in wherever it is, why would that be bad for you? You know, like, why, you know, it just sounds, now that I've worked through it, it sounds like, oh, that's crazy talk.
That's,
you know?
Not a thing.
That's not a thing. But what do you think about people who are like, well, if you're so intuitive, why do bad things happen?
Oh, I've got an answer for that.
Okay, you do. Good.
I do.
Okay.
I think people who are doing bad things mm-hmm. to other people mm-hmm. are not listening to their intuition. They're acting from a place of fear. If your intuition is your soul speaking to you, your soul is never going to act from fear. It's only going to act from love. That's the mm-hmm. only thing it really knows. I think the soul incarnates on Earth to understand fear-based emotions so it can better appreciate the love-based ones that are ingrained in it. Mm-hmm. So when someone does something bad to somebody, even if they're saying, oh, you know, I my gut told me to do this, one of two things is going on. Number one, there's a chemical imbalance in their brain mm-hmm. that's making it impossible for them to make ethical decisions.
Okay.
All right, so that's a biological response. In which case, they're not listening to their intuition anyway. Maybe they're incapable because of that chemical imbalance. It's something that might be able to be corrected. I'm not a mental health professional, so I don't know. But that's one option. Mm-hmm. The other option is they think it's their intuition and it's not actually their intuition. It's fear. And fear can seem like it's thought before thought. Mm-hmm. I fear that I won't have enough money. I fear I won't have enough power. I fear I won't have shelter. I fear I won't have this. Someone's going to come take this from me. Not to bring his name up, because I think he's just about the worst human who's ever lived, but Adolf Hitler mm-hmm. would be an example of someone who I personally believe acted from fear.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I mean, he could have also had chemical imbalances in his brain. I'm not discounting that possibility. I'm sure that he has been posthumously diagnosed with a lot of things. But I definitely think he acted a lot from fear. This is someone who was in denial of part of himself. We know now that he was part Jewish. So for him to then attack Jewish people and to be anti-Semitic was acting from a place of fear. And oftentimes when I think of people who are perpetually acting from fear, I think of them as very young souls.
Okay.
Like they haven't been here long. They haven't been here enough times. They haven't incarnated enough times anywhere.
Okay.
To differentiate between fear-based and love-based emotions and needs. So they really, they're blocked from listening to their intuition. They think it's that, and sometimes they'll use it as an excuse, you know? My gut told me to do this thing. But your intuition is never going to tell you to harm somebody else.
No, it's
because
not.
It operates from a soul level, from mm-hmm. a place of love. So those people are, they're deluding themselves.
Yeah.
And I don't know any other way to say it, whether it's because of a biological issue or because of this fear-based response that I think is so common in young souls. And unfortunately, a lot of those young souls end up in political power.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not going to get too political, but I'll just say, I think if you get too high up in any political system that is not primogeniture based, and I'm not saying that that's good either,
mm-hmm.
but I think you lose a piece of your soul in that quest.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Yeah. I've had people say things to me about, you know, oh, well, you know, if you're so intuitive or, you know, whatever. And I mean, granted, they're not people that I'm giving much, what is the word? I'm giving much time to, I'm giving much thought to, I'm giving much anything to, because yeah. I'm like, whatever, you know. And they're not people I really need in my life. But, you know, I mean, I guess in like this community of like witchiness, you know, you get a lot of naysayers.
Yeah.
Is what I'll call them.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, yeah, I just always like to ask other people like what they think about things.
What
know?
Do you think about it?
You know, I just think that, like, bad things are going to happen in the world because we don't just have one soul to us, like, for the whole world. So we can't control what happens. There's just some people who, like you say, they're afraid. They, based off of fear, they're just, you know, they're just people who, I hate to say this because it sounds so, like, kind of crappy, but, like, they're looking for some sort of weird attention.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get attention when they were little. But, again, that's not even something intuitive. That's just something somebody else did to you.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of times people are acting based on how people have treated them.
Yes.
So, you know, it's annoying when people try to make it seem like, you know, your intuition is like this, such like this magical thing. I mean, it is magical that we even all have souls and that we even all have it. But like, it's not like we're conjuring something every time we want to use our intuition.
Right.
You know, it's just naturally there and it comes to us and it's part of who we are. You know, so yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree.
I'm like, so yeah.
So yeah.
So there's that.
And I mean, people have free will and people mm-hmm. are going to screw up. Mm-hmm. And some choices are just hard. You know, I don't know if anybody listening has seen The Good Place. And I don't want to spoil it. But if you haven't watched it, go watch it.
First of all, it's such a delight. Show. It's a delight.
But also it asks some really important philosophical questions
mm-hmm.
about why people are the way they are. And are we fundamentally good or fundamentally bad? Can we change? All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I've watched it through, I think, 3 times now.
Okay.
Because I pick up something new every single time. And I love shows like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think you know, it does a really good job addressing why it's hard to be human right now. Not to say it wasn't hard in the past. I think it's always been hard to be human. But one of the things that the show drives home, and I'm going to try to say this in a way without spoiling any plot points, is that it's almost impossible to make a purely good decision right now.
I'm nodding my head, yes.
Based on your brain.
Yeah.
Because there's so many implications everywhere. Like, I just read an article in the New York Times over the weekend, I think, about how avocado farming in Mexico is causing so much deforestation and it's such a corrupt business. And there's just a lot of problems with it, and it's gotten so much worse because in America, we're eating so much more avocado than we were 20, 30 years ago.
Okay.
That it's like, should we be buying avocados? Now, I never buy avocado because I don't like avocado. But, you know, it's like, should I be telling everyone about this? I'm telling you now. Is it something we should do less of? Like, is it okay? You know, like, you may think, I'm buying this avocado because I want to get the omega fatty acids, or that's what's in them, right?
Yeah, omega-3s,
right? Omega-3s, yeah. And it's a healthy choice, and it's an organic choice, and it's good for myself, good for my family, et cetera. What are the implications of it? You know, like, what are the implications of buying a purely electric car? What are the implications of getting a new smartphone every 2 years? What are, you know, there's impacts beyond our decisions. So it's like, you could be a really good person and be doing really good things and listening to your intuition, and maybe the choices you have are not that great. And you can only do the best you can do.
Right.
Right? Like, in America, there is no smartphone that is not problematic. They have one in Europe. Apparently, you can get them here in America, but, like, it's hard to use them if you're not in a major city. You don't really get service.
Okay.
But pretty much every other smartphone out there in America has implications to, you know, ties to human slavery and ecological problems. So it's like, we have these tools that help us function in our modern world, but there's no way to make the choice that's like the altruistic choice. So what do you do, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, sometimes my intuition is like, never buy another smartphone again. And who knows, maybe when mine dies, I'll make that decision. I don't know. It's only 2 years old. It should last longer. But, you know, so like, you can be a good person and have good intuition, but sometimes the available choices to you push against that.
Aren't great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, the whole like bad things happening in the world, sometimes it is bigger than you. And all you can do is make the best choice possible. Go on your podcast and tell everyone to just look into the avocados in Mexico and the totally electric cars and the smartphones and all of that. And, you know, let people make the decisions that they're going to make. But it doesn't mean that you're a bad person if you're just making the best call you can with what you've got.
Right. Right. And that's what your intuition is really doing. It's making the best call for you out of the information that you have and the choices that you have.
Exactly.
Because there'd always be great to have an unlimited amount of choices, but sometimes it's just A and B.
Yeah.
There is no C. There is no both. There is no no. You know, you have to make a choice.
Yeah.
So that's basically what your intuition is doing. It's making the best choice for you at that time, you know, or helping you make the best choice, I should say. At that time, in that moment of time.
Yeah.
Because it could be totally different feeling 3 days later.
It could be. And this is why people can listen to their intuition and bad stuff still happens.
Right, right. Well, yeah, I also like to tell, you know, like, people that, like, you know, I don't control the whole universe. I don't know if this is shocking to anybody.
Could you please start, though? Because I feel like things would go better.
Right, but, you know, I can only control myself.
Yeah.
And I can only control all this right here.
Yeah.
I can't control what they're doing over there. I wish I could sometimes, because sometimes it's bad and you want to be able to, but you can only control yourself and your own, I want to almost say your own powers.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, you just have to do the best with that.
Exactly.
Like you said, use your voice about the avocados. I had no idea about that.
I didn't either.
And I'm a big avocado eater.
And I'm not trying to guilt you into having avocados.
I don't know where
some of them come from California, and I don't know if they're having the same problems there with deforestation. But what I did learn is the forest, for anybody who wants to know, the forests in Mexico where that they're killing in order to plant avocado forests, The avocado tree, so they're pine forests, and the avocado trees, I think they said they require 6 times more water than the pine trees. So then it's an issue of draining an aquifer. And it's like, I'm not going to get on the whole soapbox about it.
No, but you're
right. You didn't know. So like, we're only making the decisions as best we can.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Would I have bought a whole bunch of smart products a couple years ago if I'd known the impact they have on human slavery? Probably not.
Right.
I would have chosen an iPhone or an iPad.
Right. And also your intuition, if you don't have all the facts, your intuition can't give you information based on facts that you're going to learn 2 years later.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So, I think that sometimes I think people don't understand the difference between intuition and like predicting the future or psychic ability.
Yeah,
they definitely are different. I think that if you're somebody who you think that you don't have any intuition or your intuition's wrong or it's bad or whatever, I think maybe doing some meditations could be a good thing, starting with that and, you know, really focusing in, because I think everybody needs intuition, not just moms. I mean, I think everybody does. I just think that when you're a mom, when your kids are born, maybe like some mom intuition turns on. I'm not
Could
sure.
Could be. You I'm know? Not a mom.
And I'm not saying like you have to birth them yourself, just that they're born and they're becoming yours. And all of a sudden it's like, click, that switch has to change.
I'm suddenly responsible for these other humans.
Yes, exactly. But I just think that it's really sad when other people try to tell us that the things that we think are right and wrong, or the things that we believe. Because everybody's right and wrong about everything. I mean, you don't have to agree with everybody on everything, but you have to agree with yourself.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I like that line.
Yeah.
Maybe it should be a
t-shirt. You have to agree with yourself. We got to start this t-shirt line.
I mean, when?
We have the perfect place to start. We could be selling them in the shop.
We have to get on that.
Yeah,
maybe
we have to get on that.
Goals Let's for 2024. Yeah. I'm going to put a t-shirt on my vision board this
year.
Yeah,
that's a good idea. That is a good idea. I actually can't wait to do our vision board so that we could post them on here.
I'm so excited.
Because last year I did a lot of stuff on my vision board.
Yeah.
Even though when I updated and stuff, I did a lot of stuff. So
nice.
I'm expecting that next year might be a quieter year for me.
Okay.
You know, because I did a lot this year.
You did do a lot this year.
I did a lot. So, you
for
know.
For sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's okay.
Yeah.
It's good to have a quieter year. And look at you listening to your intuition.
I know. Look at me.
And listeners, listen to Victoria. Listen to her intuition, because you can't see her right now. So I hope you're not looking at her. Where would you be looking in?
Yeah, that's a little creepy.
We're kind of in a hidden spot right now. thanks go out to Trinity for running the shop while we're recording.
Yes. Thank you, Trin.
So, is there anything else you want to say about intuition before we get to our last segment?
I think we covered everything that my intuition told us that we had to cover.
Awesome. Awesome. Should we pull a card before we do You Know You're a Witch If?
Let us do that.
Let us.
Ooh,
that happen.
These are very pretty cards.
Yeah, this is the Mystical Wisdom card deck written by Gay Guthrie and with art by Josephine Wall.
Okay, beautiful art on the cover, or the box.
Absolutely. Exquisite.
I'm like the cover, like it's just a book.
Victoria's going to choose a card for all you listeners.
I'm gonna choose a card. Here we go. It's coming.
What did you
Ready,
call?
Everybody? Cheer up. Live in the moment.
Wow. Is that a better
love
one
that
for
one.
Intuition?
Oh my gosh.
I don't think there is a better one. So this says, the booklet says, don't dwell on the past as it cannot be changed. Why obsess about the future if things beyond your control can happen at any time? Become childlike again, as yesterday never mattered and tomorrow is another day. Do something spontaneous. Stop and smell the roses, bake a cake. Oh, I'm frosting a cake.
Bake a cake.
Or sit and watch people walking by. Just live in the moment and enjoy what you're doing. Allow the universe and your angels to assist you effortlessly at this time. Listen to the angels sing or your intuition. Be still and just go with the flow. If you are feeling exhausted or disheartened, just rest and do nothing. Nurture yourself and re-energize for tomorrow. Do what you need to do to cheer up. And there's a mantra. I live for today and I feel cheerful.
I live for today and I feel cheerful. Well, I just want to talk about the artwork on
here
because it's totally giving me Trinity vibes. It's like it's a fairy who's maybe on like the outskirts of the water, the edge of the water. And she's dancing on point.
Oh,
look
yeah.
Look at this card. Doesn't it remind me? Oh, or doesn't it remind me of you?
Totally.
But you know what I mean? Like, it definitely has Trinity energy with, like...
Thanks.
When she was little, she used to love to dress as a fairy. Like, oh, I don't know. I just see you all in this then. Card.
It's very... You know, so
yeah.
Too.
Yeah. So I'm... yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. I'm getting a little nostalgic here.
Yeah.
That's what happens when your kids are old.
Well... It happens.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Yeah, but that's a beautiful card. I like that deck.
Oh, yeah. It's very pretty.
Eden has that
deck.
Eden
has this deck. Okay. And she's used it so many times with me that when I saw it for sale one day, I hurried to buy it because I love it.
Well, when you first read it, I'm like, I know I've seen that deck, yeah. But I know that I don't have it, and I don't feel like you and I... You know what? We did use it one night in your dining room with Eden.
Yeah, when I got it, I think.
yeah.
I think I picked that one up.
Why I can remember that. Like, I can't remember anything.
We got pizza, and we looked at tarot decks.
Was that the night that it was raining and Tom was so worried about me driving? Yes. Yes, maybe that's why I remember, but yeah. Yeah, excellent.
Awesome.
You know you're a witch if.
You know you're a witch if. You know you're a witch if. You take time out to listen to your intuition.
Oh, I like that. I actually had a really good one at the beginning of the episode, but I can't.
Okay.
I can't remember. So maybe it'll just come out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Post it as a story maybe or something.
There you go. Or it'll just come out on another episode.
Yeah. Yeah. Excellent. Well, thank you everybody for listening.
Stay magical. Thanks for listening. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode.
If you loved this, please leave us a review. We can't wait to talk to you again next week.